So this is a hypnosis session for self-acceptance and building confidence. So make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfortable position. And so I'd like you to show you something that can help you now and any time later to feel more comfortable, more self-accepting of yourself in whatever situation you find. So you chose the marble that was most meaningful to you, that you found to be beautiful. So now sitting back with the marble in your hand, just holding the marble, notice how it brings a smile to your face. Remembering when you were a child playing with marbles. Holding the marble between your thumb and your forefinger, you can feel it rolling around. So that when I reach the count of 10, at the count of 10, you'll be in a wonderful resting spot of hypnosis. You'll be deeply relaxed. So at the count of 10, you'll feel yourself drifting into a wonderfully relaxed hypnotic state. As deeply relaxed, as deeply hypnotized as you find comfortable today. So one, when you're ready, taking a long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And release that breath. Let that breath all the way out. And you can continue to relax deeper and deeper as you continue listening to my voice. The goal of our hypnosis session today is to create more opportunities for calm, for self-acceptance, and with that will come confidence, calm and self-acceptance. When we're calm, when we accept ourselves in every way, when we accept our uniqueness just as we are today, we grow more confident. We naturally care less about what other people think. We feel freer to be ourselves. And with all of this grows confidence. Calm, self-acceptance, confidence is the opposite to anxiety. Two, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Notice the relaxation flowing over you as you listen to the sounds of my words. As you continue to breathe regularly in and out, you'll notice your arms relaxing more and more. You may notice too your legs relaxing. You may notice one side more than the other. You may notice too soon the heaviness of your eyelids. It doesn't really matter what order you notice things. All that matters is you're curious and surprised. All that matters is you enjoy these sensations of deep relaxation. All that matters is you truly invite them into your experience and enjoy this mental and physical holiday, this time where you're taking care of you. And three, when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Good. And as you let that breath go, just enjoy the wonderful, relaxing feeling increasing more and more. Drifting deeper and deeper into relaxation, into a pleasant hypnotic experience, not a care in the world. Really noticing too how the muscles in your forehead, in your eyebrows, around your eyes have softened, relaxed, letting go of their tension. You may notice the heaviness of your lids, your eyelids, how your jaw feels more and more relaxed. Slowly, your whole body, little by little, in different ways, with every breath, feels more and more relaxed. And your mind drifting off to your safe, comfortable, happy place. Your safe, comfortable, happy place is perhaps filled with the magical, beautiful colors of the marble. Those colors are reflecting all around you. They're creating sensations of warmth, peace, calm, all around you. And four, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And let it go. Feel that relaxation increasing more and more now. And as I continue to count, with every number I say, that wonderful, relaxing feeling will continue to increase more and more. And you'll be able to drift deeper and deeper to the depth of trance that is right for you. Your unconscious mind knows the depth of trance that's best for you. Your unconscious mind knows what you need. And it'll allow you to drift to the depth of trance that feels right to you. And that's all that's important. And five, when you're ready, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go, becoming more and more relaxed, more at ease. So much so that when I reach the count of 10, you'll be resting in a pleasantly relaxed hypnotic state. At 6, take a deep breath in. Wonderful. And let that breath go. Just let your whole body relax now. Deeper and deeper. More than halfway to 10, perhaps wondering what is happening, if anything is happening. But knowing it doesn't really matter. All that matters is you feel more peace, more relaxed than a few moments ago. That's all that's important. Just allowing yourself to enjoy the experience. And 7, take a deep, deep breath in. Good, and let that breath go. Good. Let that breath all the way out. Calm. calm and self-acceptance, developing more calm, more self-acceptance is the goal. When you're more self-accepting, when you're more calm, little by little, more and more each and every day, your confidence will grow. And these things, these qualities are the opposite to anxiety. Anxiety fills us with doubt, with criticism, with worry. Criticism that is unreasonable. Worry that is fabricated. It doesn't exist. Calm, confidence, and self-acceptance are the opposite. We can foster these. We can encourage their growth by flexing those muscles more and more. Flexing the muscles of calm. Thinking positively. Breathing. Self-acceptance. Being kind with ourselves. Embracing who we are. And as we take more and more chances, as we're more and more courageous, as we like ourselves more and more each and every day, our confidence grows. And the sky's the limit. Calm and self-acceptance opens up possibilities. Anxiety throws a wet blanket over it. It shuts us down, makes us hide. Calm self-acceptance opens us up. We take more chances, we grow more. This is the goal. So nine, when you're ready, take another deep breath in. Good, let that breath go. Let all the calm, the self-acceptance flow throughout your body, drifting deeper and deeper. As you enjoy calm and you enjoy more self-acceptance. Then 10, take a long, slow, deep breath in. Good, letting that breath go. Drifting deeper and deeper down into a pleasant hypnotic trance. Continuing to breathe in and out, drifting deeper and deeper. And in a moment, I'll ask you to take one very deep breath. To fill your lungs and your chest with nourishing oxygen. And this time I'll ask you to hold that breath until I say the words, let go. And when I say the words, let go, you can let that breath out as fast as you can. And as you do, you'll feel yourself relaxing, limply back, more and more deeply relaxed, in a deeper, deeper, pleasant hypnotic trance. Okay, all right, let's take that deep breath in and hold it. Good, holding it, holding it, hold it. Good, now let it go. Let your whole body sink down very relaxed. Completely relaxed from head to toe, and relaxing deeper and deeper into hypnosis with every regular breath you take. Continuing to enjoy these beautiful feelings, this deep relaxation, as I'm going to repeat some helpful and positive suggestions that will help you feel more and more calm, more and more self-accepting. As you know, trying to be perfect, trying to be beyond mistake is impossible. When we try to be perfect, we're scared all the time. You and I both know the impact that trying to be perfect, never trying to make mistakes has had. It makes us fearful. It makes us critical. We shrink away from challenge. We're afraid. We're nervous, filled with self-doubt and self-criticism. Trying to be perfect turns us into a chicken. We become chicken, afraid of everything. We become less half sometimes of who we're capable of being. We shrink away from opportunity, filled with doubt and criticism. It causes us thoughts to move at a dizzying pace. Not only is perfectionism impossible, it causes a lot of problems. People who try to be perfect are miserable. They're scared, they're chicken, and they're miserable. I'd like you to think about times for a moment where you've strove to be perfect, where you've been filled with self-criticism, where you've tried not to make a mistake, knowing it's impossible, where you were filled with fear and worry. Bring those moments back to mind just for a moment. It's okay, we'll be getting rid of them soon. Bring that back to the forefront of your mind. It may be any time that you bring back the time in college when you're giving a marketing presentation. Whatever the situation, notice how critical, how mean, how condemning you were, how fearful you were, how much self-doubt there was, how unhappy you were. You felt inadequate, inferior, incapable. This is what perfection does. Causes us to be filled with self-doubt, self-loathing. We're afraid of everything. It turns us into chickens. I think you'll be relieved to discover that when you change your goal from perfect to good enough, you start accepting yourself more. You start being your more genuine who you are. You'll start taking on challenges. You're more positive, optimistic, happier. The confidence grows when you change your goal to just being good enough, to accepting your imperfections, to embracing your uniqueness. Change your goal to good enough, knowing perfection is impossible. Not only is it impossible, it's harmful. It's stifling. Think about times, events where you are yourself, you're accepting of your uniqueness, where you just blossom, where you can be yourself. Funny, smart, insightful, wise, bringing a different perspective to the table, bringing an energy to the table, an excitement. Think of a moment, a time where you were yourself, where you really shined, and how good and freeing that felt. Bring that back to the forefront of your mind. And also think back just on the last 4 months. How you've grown more self-accepting, more calm, more confident by letting go of the criticism, by relaxing the unrealistic expectations and the pressures you put on yourself. Think about how much calmer and more confident. Think about how easier life is from day to day. More accepting of yourself and more accepting of those around you. Life is easier, it's lighter. You can make decisions more quickly, more confidently. You dwell less on things, more decisive. Speak up more often. You can be yourself, talk more, joke more. Perhaps the sleep is better as well. Your energy is better. You worry less. Just in the last 3 to 4 months, these improvements have come. The confidence is growing. So I'd like you to see yourself in a meeting where in the past you would have had anxiety about making a mistake. And you would have beat yourself up for making that mistake, and then the anxiety would have gotten worse. You feel it, but usually most people don't. You think they do, but most of the time they don't. You're judging yourself harshly inside your mind, beating yourself up, being super critical with every word that comes out of your mouth, thinking everything matters, thinking you gotta get it perfect, you need to say it just so. Bring that back to the forefront of your mind. And just pause everything for a moment. Pause as if you have a remote control to freeze frame everything in that room. Look around at those people. Know in your heart of hearts that they make mistakes each and every day. Sometimes they're on their A game. Sometimes it's their B game. Sometimes their C. Sometimes they haven't slept well. Sometimes they can answer the questions and sometimes they don't. Sometimes they're a little foggy on the details. Sometimes they're spot on and everything in between. Each and every person around you in that room fluctuates from day to day. Every day is different. But when you collapse the months together, you can get an overall average of their performance. And when you collapse it, most people you're surrounded with do a pretty decent job. It's good enough. No one in that room around you has to be perfect, 100% every time, every day, every moment. It waxes and wanes. It's up and down. Some days better than others. But there's tolerance, acceptance, forgiveness for everyone in that room. Everyone around you, as you look around, knows that generally speaking, the people in that room do a decent job, as it's good enough. Doesn't have to be perfect. But it's good enough. Each and every person around you in that room is accepting of that. Each and every person is reasonable in their expectations of themselves and others. So as you look around the room, can you give yourself permission to make some mistakes, to stumble over some words, to slur some words, to forget what you're going to say, to get distracted? Can you give yourself permission to be like everyone else? Can you give yourself permission and know it'll be okay? That it doesn't really matter. It's not a big deal. It's okay to be human like everyone else in this room. And as you give yourself permission to be you, to be energetic, wise, challenging, to take a different perspective, a different insight, bring different information to the table, present it in a different way, you're allowing your uniqueness to come to the table. Everyone there brings a different set of skills. You have to give yourself permission to let you bring yours to the table. Let you be you. Accept your uniqueness. Embrace it. Be calm and accepting. And with that, confidence will grow. So as you look around the room, I'd like you to take a moment to quietly make a promise with yourself that you will try each and every day to be more accepting, to be like everyone else around the table, a fallible, imperfect human being, a human being that tries their best but makes mistakes. And as you become more accepting, more tolerant, embrace your uniqueness, your confidence will grow. So too will your calm. So see yourself in that meeting. See and feel yourself stumble over a word. And see yourself and feel yourself. Say to yourself, that's no big deal. Carry on. See yourself or feel yourself, just chuckle at yourself. This is just part of the human experience. This is just what we do. If you can embrace yourself, if you can roll with the punches, if you can just go with the flow, if you can embrace good enough, calm, self-acceptance and confidence will grow. So as I'm quiet, take a moment to make that promise to yourself. And as you make that promise to yourself, bring back the image of the marble. The marble, real or imagined, will be a symbol for you to embrace your imperfection. The marble is imperfect, and so are you, and that's okay. Still beautiful, still unique. So in these situations, you can imagine the marble. You can embrace the marble's imperfection and beauty as you can embrace your own. So as you make that commitment to yourself, as you look around that room, feel the marble in your hand. Embrace the imperfections of the marble. And embrace your own. knowing at the end of the day, you do your very best, you try hard, you're diligent, enthusiastic, cooperative, creative, and that's good enough. You're good enough just the way you are. And in your fullest sense of the word, the person you've always wanted to be is the person you are today. See yourself growing more accepting of that person, more compassionate and kind when you make a mistake, and just rolling with the punches. And in a moment, I'll count from 7 to 1, and you'll open your eyes, feeling alert, without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. You'll feel much, much better for this deep and pleasant hypnotic experience, relaxed both mentally and physically, confident in your ability to accept yourself, your uniqueness, each and every day, more and more. And with that, self-acceptance will come calm. And from that will grow confidence. And now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, 6, 5, 4. Feeling peaceful, calm, confident. 3, beginning to feel more alert, more aware of the sounds around, able to wiggle your fingers and toes. 2, more alert now, coming back to the room around you. And 1, when you're ready, you can open your eyes and return to the room around you.